Joining me by phone right now is Ed Engel. He's the chair of the board for the Architect and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, and he will be speaking tonight at Stand Up for Idaho's weekly town hall meeting. That gets started promptly at 6:30 at the Snake River Event Center at the Shiloh in Idaho Falls. I hope you'll come out and be part of this really important community town hall meeting. Ed, thank you so much for taking a moment to join me.
Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate the opportunity.
So, Ed, what got you started on this quest for 9/11 truth?
I'm a civil engineer and have been practicing since the late 60s, really, in California mainly, but in some other states. And when I, of course, on 9/11, I think 9/11 is an event where almost everybody who was of age can remember where they were and what they were doing on that day. It was a shocking day. And like everyone else, I was stunned by the events of the planes flying into the towers and the towers collapsing. And I was curious, as an engineer, what exactly had happened to the towers, because the towers seemed to me it was a strange event that the towers had both collapsed in the manner in which they did. So as an engineer, I was waiting for some report, some evaluation and analysis as to what had happened to cause the buildings to fail in the way that they did. And I was busy with my life, like everybody else. I had things going on in my life. I wasn't paying that much attention, but I was, the corner of my mind was curious as to what had happened. So some time later, actually it was a couple of years later, I heard an architect by the name of Richard Gage. He was on a local radio show there in the Bay Area where I was living. And he was talking about anomalies that he had noticed in the collapse of the buildings, and he had some questions about it. So he was going around talking to community groups and organizing local events, and he happened to have one near where I was living. So I went over and I listened to what he had to say, and he raised some interesting points. And I think what he was saying was that, listen, these buildings came down in a manner that was unprecedented and didn't match what we normally understand about the physics of the way these structures should have behaved. So I signed his petition asking for a new investigation. This was, I think, in 2006. The government had assigned, let's just back up a little bit. After the event, the families of the victims were adamant that they wanted to know what had caused these buildings to collapse in the catastrophic manner they had with such great loss of life. And they put pressure on the government. And so in October of 2002, a little after a year of the after the event, Congress passed the National Construction Safety Team Act and mandated the National Institute of Standards and Technology, which is a branch of the Department of Commerce, to conduct an investigation into why the Twin Towers had failed in the manner in which they did. And they also included Building 7, which was a 47-story building 100 yards away from the North Tower, which had been hit by some debris when the North Tower collapsed. But it also collapsed in an unseemly manner, 7 seconds straight down into its own footprint at 5:20 later that afternoon after suffering some minor damage and some fires. So that was another question that was on people's minds as to what caused these three buildings to come down the way that they did. So NIST conducted an investigation, and they came out with a report in 2005 on the Twin Towers and another report in 2008 on Building 7. And engineers, many engineers had looked at those reports, and you got to keep in mind these reports were voluminous. I mean, they The one on the Twin Towers was over 14,000 pages.
That's a lot of information.
That is a lot of information. A lot of information for any one person to go through and digest. I mean, it took them 3 years to come up with a report, and they spent $16 million on it and had their entire staff working on it. So, yeah, it wasn't an easy thing to digest. But by 2006, there were sufficient questions being raised that Richard Gage felt that we needed to have a new investigation. There were problems with the original NIST investigation. So I signed that petition and pretty much forgot about it for a while. But then I was contacted and asked if there was anything I was willing to do to help organize this effort. So I began to participate at some level locally there in the Bay Area. And we had various events trying to raise consciousness around this issue. And then I sort of drifted away, like a lot of people did. There was a lot of activism, a lot of activists involved in the so-called 9/11 truth movement at that time. But I got busy doing other things, job situations and family situations and so on. So I kind of moved away. But in 2009, I was contacted again and asked if I would be in a movie that they were making about the 9/11 attacks. And it was going to be looked at from an engineering standpoint. So I said, yeah, I would do that. And so they made a movie, Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth made a movie called Experts Speak Out, which I think still to this day is one of the best films made about the event from the standpoint of science and engineering in regards to the towers and Building 7. So then I became a little more active for a while, and then again, you know, moved away. I was busy, changed jobs and so on. And then I was contacted again, I think it was 2015 or 2016, Richard called me up again and asked if I was willing to be on the board. And I was just folding up my last construction company and retiring. And I said, sure, I would do that. And so over time, a few years ago, Richard left 3 years ago. And I was elected to be the chair of the board. So that's been my sort of trajectory in the movement. And, you know, it's been a long, I can't tell you how many great engineers I've met and architects and researchers in this quest for a real investigation. And it's been a great experience. I can't tell you how important I think the subject is, obviously. And I think it's a crime that hasn't been solved. And it resulted in the death of immediately almost 3,000 people.
Right. That's hard to even fathom. That's a lot of lives lost senselessly. So what a quest for you. Ed, we have to take a quick break, but I'll keep you on the line and we'll continue right after this.